My guest at this time is Illinois Republican Congressman Joe Walsh. He represents the land of Lincoln's 8th Congressional District and is a member of the House Small Business Committee. We want to get his reaction to the numbers we saw at the end of last week regarding job creation in the month of April. The numbers came in lower than expected. However, the overall unemployment rate went down to 8.1%, although most analysts say that was largely due to more folks leaving the labor market. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Great to be with you, Greg.
The expectations were tens of thousands higher. The defense from the administration would be that we're still seeing positive job creation, and it takes a long way to get out of the hole that they inherited back in 2009. What do you say to them?
Well, I think you nailed the headline. Look, this was an extremely disappointing month following what I would say is a disappointing March as well. People are leaving the workforce. I mean, we've got the lowest workforce participation rate we've had since 1981. There's a reason, Greg, that 83% of this country still believes we're in a recession. Out there, folks can't find work. They're not working. They're worried about losing their homes. They're struggling to get by. And look, even the administration was sufficiently, I think, embarrassed by these numbers that they didn't even tout the reported, you know, 0.1 percentage point decline in the unemployment rate, because that's not the story. The story is, and I wish the media would pick this up, more and more, up to 342,000 Americans last month gave up looking for jobs. That's, at this point in a recovery, that's almost tragic.
If they're giving up looking for work, it means that they're having a hard time finding jobs, which means people aren't hiring. As a member of the Small Business Committee and just in conversations with business owners in your district, what are they telling you about why they're not hiring?
They're not hiring for a few very important reasons. They're scared to death with what's coming out of Washington. They're almost, Greg, sitting on their hands. Look, small businesses in this country create 70% of the jobs, new jobs in this country. And all the government regulation that we have piled on top of these men and women the last two or three years has caused them to just say, stop. I mean, in chief among them is Obamacare. I wish more men and women in Washington would talk to these guys and girls who run businesses. They are scared to death of Obamacare. They're feeling overtaxed and overregulated. They basically feel like Washington is sitting on them. And they've almost called a timeout. They're not going to do anything until after this next election, and they have very little faith in this administration. They really do believe, Greg, that this administration is anti-business.
We're talking with Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh. And Congressman, we hear from members on your side of the aisle from time to time, and certainly from the leadership, about the, I guess, dozens now of bills that have passed the Republican-led House in the past year and change that have not been addressed in the U.S. Senate. How much of a difference in our jobless rate right now do you think those bills would make if they were to be passed by the Senate and signed by the President?
Well, I think they'd make a huge difference because, as you know, and I think it's up to almost 27 jobs bills that have passed out of the House that the Senate hasn't done anything with. Most of what we've been doing in the House is trying to undo what the Obama administration has done, which has, again, chiefly caused the weakest, most anemic job recovery since the Great Depression. These bills have been sent over to the Senate. The Senate hasn't done anything with them. The Senate hasn't passed a budget in 3 years. And so you're a small business owner back in my district in Illinois. You're sitting back there and you're watching this. You've got no faith in Washington because you've got what you think is a president who does not like you, and he doesn't. You've got a Democrat-controlled Senate that's not doing anything. And here you see these Republicans in the House trying to do something. But you're a smart businessman. You know they don't control the city. There's not much they can do. Again, I think they're waiting until after November.
Congressman, get a little more specific. We don't have time, obviously, to go through all 27. But in general, what do the bills do?
They primarily undo so many, Greg, of the new regulations that every single agency under this administration has imposed in the last few years. I mean, you can just begin with the EPA and the huge number of new regs that have come down. I think there have been 43 new rules that have been implemented by this administration to the tune of a few billion dollars, new regulations that small businesses have to deal with. The way you create jobs is getting rid of those regulations so that small businesses don't spend their time dealing with this stuff. We've also tried to enact and talk about and enact more permanent tax relief. This whole notion of temporary tax credits and cuts, small businesses don't want to deal with that. They need something permanent.
And so given the fact that you don't have control of the Senate or the White House right now, what can you do in the coming months here, as obviously the jobs picture is not as robust as anybody would like?
I think all we can do in the House is continue to try to push a business-friendly agenda. We're 6 to 7 months away from an election. I think the die's been cast, Greg, unfortunately. The business community is smarter than Washington. They've wised up. They understand that nothing's going to come out of this city. And if Republicans and Democrats come together on anything that adds more regulations or that complicates the tax code further, that's not going to help. And they don't want anything to do with that. They want to wait and see, hopefully, that after this election, the Republicans will be in charge, and they then can begin to enact legislation which gets out of the way of small businessmen and women and lets them do their thing.
Last topic before we let you go, sir. You and I have talked before about how you're in one of the toughest incumbent races in the country this year. How much is the jobs picture influencing influencing the race and perhaps boosting your chances as you talk about a different direction?
Oh, gosh, Greg, it's almost at the front of everyone's mind in my district. I've got a huge small business district, heavy manufacturing district, and so many of these little areas and towns in my district look like ghost towns. Illinois is a very unfriendly business state, and on top of that, you add what's going on in D.C., and it's made for a very difficult climate. My opponent is tied to Obama's policies. Obama has made things fundamentally worse, and this is all people care about right now. They want to work. They want to live their lives, and Washington's making it too tough.
Congressman, we'll keep watching. Thank you very much for your time today.
Good to be with you.
Illinois Republican Congressman Joe Walsh represents his state's 8th Congressional District, member of the House Small Business Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.